Welcome to Let's Talk Fleet Risk, a podcast for those who manage drivers and vehicles and want to reduce road risk in their organisation. I'm Simon Turner, the Campaign Manager for Driving for Better Business, and in this episode, I'm talking to Stuart Lovett, Chair of the road safety charity TyreSafe. And in a wide-ranging chat, we discuss the number of tyre-related incidents and their consequences, the results of this year's survey looking at the legality of tyres at the point of replacement, the specific tyre safety issues businesses need to look at for each vehicle type, including trucks, vans, company cars, and grey fleets. We talk about specific emerging issues around tyre safety for electric vehicles, as well as the impact of poor tyre management on the bottom line. And finally, we look at this year's Tyre Safety Month campaign and the free resources that you can share with your drivers. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Fleet Risk. As October is Tyre Safety Month, I've invited Stuart Lovett, who's chair of the road safety charity TyreSafe, to be my guest on this special episode. Stuart, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Simon, for having me once again.
So, Stuart, we've known each other many years from your previous role as strategic road safety lead at National Highways, where, among many other things, you had overall responsibility for the Driving for Better Business programme. Now, tyre safety is increasingly important for fleets for a number of very important reasons that we'll get to some of those later in the discussion. Important for both safety and cost. But first, could you just sort of tell us what TyreSafe is and what it does?
Yeah, thanks, Simon. As you say, I retired last year from National Highways and was very pleased to pick up the position as chair of TyreSafe. I've worked with TyreSafe really since its inception in 2006, when I first became aware of them, as you say, in my capacity at National Highways, because tyre safety in helping to reduce collisions and incidents is crucial. So I've always been a keen supporter of TyreSafe, so I was pleased to pick this up. So Zeb, inception in 2006, where the industry, the tyre industry, the retailers, the manufacturers, the distributors came together to realise that there was, as DFBB talked about, a corporate and social responsibility to raise awareness to try to reduce, at that time, the heavy number of incidents and collisions. So it's been going since then. And in 2016, as you just mentioned in your introduction, we received, the Charities Commission gave us a charitable status, so Road Safety Charity, which we are registered as a charity incorporated organisation. The main aim of TyreSafe is to raise awareness. It is to help reduce the numbers of collisions and particularly the number of people who may be killed and seriously injured, where tyres are deemed to be a contributory or causation factor in those collisions. So that's our primary aim. We are here to raise awareness. We're a campaigning organisation, just like many charities do. And predominantly, we're here, again, say, to get that message out, to work with as many partners as we can to reduce what I think is absolutely avoidable numbers of incidents that are taking place. One thing that I must say at this stage as well is we do not lobby. We don't lobby government. We don't ask for changes. Just like Driving for Better Business, we're here to promote whatever is the legislation of the day. If the government chooses to change something, then that's what we will promote. So as I say, we don't lobby. We don't pitch, but we do engage with government. We don't pitch to them, ask for changes. We are just here to help raise awareness.
Yeah, so to promote what the rules are and what sort of good practice looks like, and to help people understand the consequences of not following that guidance, which is why it's there. So yeah.
I think just on that point, Zara, and again, following on from my days, as you say, with Driving for Better Business, I think TyreSafe has a very similar vision, if you like, and direction of Driving for Better Business. We're here to promote the legal, the moral, as well as the financial argument. We're not here just talking about, if you don't have proper or legal tyres, then you'll result in, huge amounts of death and injury. what we're trying to do is talk about, you know, the collisions, the impact, the cost, as well as the inconvenience of doing this. So yes, we are predominantly here about trying to obviously prevent injuries. But, you know, it is about talking about, there is a legal argument, there is a financial argument, but just like you do in Drive About Business, there is also this moral argument about getting it right.
Yes, yes. There's some pretty eye-opening statistics on your website. I was looking at the homepage earlier, and it says over 150 people killed or seriously injured each year in defective tire-related accidents. You got just under 4,600 casualties from tire-related incidents in the last 5 years, and a really big number, 2.2 million MOT failures each year due to tire defects. That's data that I think you've got from the DVSA. Now, those are big numbers, and the amount of MOT failures should be a really big red flag, I would suggest, for businesses. Can you explain to us why tyre safety is so important in the overall sort of road safety picture?
Yes, of course. I think what we need to emphasise here is that we only use official statistics, so whether that's come from Department for Transport, so DVSA figures, or where it's been, academic research, which can be independently verified. So the figures that we use on our website are quite important, of course, in getting our message across. And you say we're talking some big numbers there. But I think, you know, what we're trying to get across as well is how tyre safety fits within the overall safe system. So from my perspective, in being involved in road safety for over 20 years now, the whole point about the safe system is accepting that people make mistakes. So whether you're a fleet manager, whether you're a business owner, or whether you're just a member of the public, the whole point about the safe system is that people will make mistakes, organizations will make mistakes, but that does not necessarily, or nor should it, lead to death and serious injury. So you've got these figures, and you mentioned there 150 people killed or seriously injured. But of course, that is a huge underreporting of what's actually going on. But even using those figures, if you compare, it's actually, on the website, we talk about 153 people, according to, you know, the Stats 19 police figures. But when you compare that, say, for example, to the 144 people where it's been recorded on mobile phone usage, so that's 144. So tires, actually, even by the police statistics, are recorded even more so as being a contributory factor to that collision. And yet there's so much being done in raising awareness of the distraction and the risk of more serious injuries, such as KSIs, that the penalty points have been doubled, the fines have been doubled. We now have obviously greater police awareness and the court's time in trying to address this. But for me, and this is why I was so pleased to join TyreSafe, tyres are almost a hidden killer, if you like. There's certainly a hidden problem. What I'm trying to do with TyreSafe is to raise awareness of these very, very big numbers. You mentioned 2.2 million MOT failures from DVSA's own figures, and that's where the garage has made that determination. But these same technicians in the garages there have actually also said that 1.1 million, so roughly just over 50%, of the MOT failures, the garages determined that there was a serious tyre issue in about half of those cases. So it is a big issue. And I believe that there's an awful lot more needs to be done, because we are talking significant numbers. And I think the other thing, when we talk about the Stats 19, and your listeners will probably be aware of how the police record this information, but the police only record tyres as an issue and a contributory factor in about 2% of cases, because most of the time, 75 to 80% of the time, they'll just class it as driver rider error. So it may be, well, the police will determine, well, he failed to look, or there was an error in the fact that he didn't see, which is why, say, National Highways, roughly a third of collisions on the SR are rear end shunts. But is it really the case of the driver? So the driver of, you know, a fleet vehicle wasn't paying attention, didn't see, or, as I believe, it's probably more down to a mechanical failure in that the system couldn't operate So the autonomous braking that you may have purchased on your fleet vehicle to help with all this, with the new ADAS systems that are coming in, the lane keep assist, et cetera, et cetera, is failed because the tires weren't able to enable that vehicle to react as the manufacturers intended them to do so. So I really do believe that it's the tip of the iceberg, and we want to turn a spotlight on the scale of this problem so that we can start to extrapolate better intelligence and better data and continue to raise awareness of what I think is a hidden problem.
So you were talking about obviously official statistics there. As you said, you only use the official statistics, but you've also do your own research, which brings some interesting findings to light. And I think at this year's TireSafe briefing, you announced the results of your national survey into tyre tread depth at the point the tyres were replaced. So can you tell us a little bit about what that survey and research highlighted?
Yeah. So this was a huge piece of research and evaluation that was taking place, because we can all talk about anecdotally about that there are problems. But in 2016, I commissioned a piece of work with TireSafe and its supporters to collate information. And it was a point of replacement study. So back in 2016, we did this working with, say, the TireSafe supporters and the garages, who collated that information. So when somebody's already made that decision, I think I need a new tire for this vehicle, they've gone into the garage and said, I think I need a new tire. At that point, so it's not about they were being picked up on the road by police or DVSA. The consumer had already made that decision to go in there and check. And so back in 2016, we were able to look at something like 333,000 tires. So it's, you know, it's a fairly good representative sample. It's not as if we surveyed, you know, 10 garages and looked at 100 tires. This was a massive piece of research. And that identified that a point of replacement where somebody said made that conscious decision to go in and get the tires checked, 27% were already illegal. Now, since we did that piece of research, of course, we've been impacted with a continuing cost of living crisis, that the economy is changing. Then we've had COVID, and then when, of course, all the downtime and everything else for vehicles. And so as we came out of COVID, we thought it was a good idea, just as I was leaving National Highways, to redo this study. And what we were able to do is do it, but even bigger this time. And I'm really pleased to report that we had 428 service centres who were able to report back the data. So, you know, again, it's a comprehensive study right across Britain. And with this time, we looked at 549,000 tyres. So, again, a pretty good representative sample. But one thing I am pleased to report is actually the number of legal tyres that were identified at point of replacement was actually down to 17%. So we're hoping that the campaigns that we've been running, the awareness rate that we've been trying to do, is actually starting to have some input. But when you think that still 17% were already driven there with illegal tires, because somebody, and that's only where somebody's already made that decision. So if you can imagine, when you look at this, the sheer numbers of people, that whether that's the public or whether that's people driving on business, who are driving around with illegal tires, is huge. And what we did with this study is we worked with Imperial College London. As I say, again, this is not TireSafe saying this on its own. We did this work with National Highways, with the TireSafe supporters, but then we brought in Imperial College London to do this independent academic study of the data to report the findings to us, rather than us looking at the data ourselves. So that gives it that independence that we think is important when you're trying to get these campaign messages out. But what that equates to is over something like 6.1 million tyres are on the roads illegally, if you scale that up. So if you think there's 6 million tyres out there probably today that potentially are illegal, and this is really, predominantly one of the, well, I believe is one of the main causation factors in why there are so many incidents, and that includes damage only incidents on our roads today, is people are driving around with a safety critical component on their vehicle that, one, they don't even realize is not working as effective as it should do, but also is illegal, which could result in significant consequences for them as the driver or the owner of the vehicle.
That's quite a staggering percentage of still, even though obviously you would hope the work that you're doing is having a good effect, and that's a significant decrease. As you say, it's still an awful lot. There are a number of tyre safety related resources on the Driving for Better Business website. Go to drivingforbetterbusiness.com, click resources at the top of the page and search for tyre, or click the link in the show notes. Let's kind of now turn to tyre safety as it specifically relates to businesses with staff who drive for work, because you would imagine that a significant proportion of those tyres that were illegal at the point of replacement were on vehicles that were used for work, whether it was a commercial vehicle or a company car or a privately owned car. So, you know, they're some of the key groups, I guess, of at work drivers that we could look at: professional drivers in HGVs, delivery drivers and engineers in vans, and that kind of thing. So I've got a separate question for you on each of these, including one about an important issue that's really only just coming to light. So let's start with HGVs. So I'm sure many of us have seen videos of truck tires blowing out at high speed on the motorway, and obviously something you were very familiar with in your previous role at National Highways, and the potential that has for extremely serious incidents involving multiple vehicles. So you've carried out research with Bridgestone, for instance, in the past into the debris from some of these incidents to determine the causes. Did that highlight anything interesting?
One of the key things that came out from from that research, as you mentioned, is the fact that it's probably down to underinflation or wear of the tyre, not wear as in like the tread depth, but very often that it was cracking. You know, obviously the sidewalls crack and perish the longer you have these, because, you know, due to the weather factors and whatever, they harden. So I think that's one of the things that they found. And of course, the other thing that, as these, if you're particularly driving underinflated, then the tyres heat up, as you can imagine, that wear, that constant wear, and then the underinflation, that heat, that ultimately will lead to the tyre ultimately just giving way. And so that's why there are so many incidents, and that's ultimately why we see on our roads today quite a lot of tyre debris, but also quite a lot of vehicle fires, because the tyres ultimately can actually end up igniting and causing, you know, the trailer or the actual cab itself to burst into flames, which, as you can imagine, can actually shut the entire road network, which again leads to the huge potential congestion. And, you know, just on this very point, Simon, you know, when we look at the Control Works data, the National Intelligence Tool, they call it in National Highways, the information, in 2022, there were 9,035 tyre-related incidents with heavy commercial vehicles. So, you know, 9,000 incidents. And many of those resulted in tyre debris. I think it was over 1,000, 1,035, I think it was, incidents where tyre debris was reported and detected on the, you know, the information systems that National Highways collect. And this is just on, you know, again, just on the motorway where they have this, the motorway network where they have this. But if you look at the information that National Highways are carrying, you know, there's 46,000 tyre-related incidents on average every year. Now, there, of course, I've given you the figure of 9,000 that they were aware of. Now, many of those incidents would have perhaps been dealt with without National Highways either being aware or traffic officers attending. But that obviously will be significantly higher when you're talking about smaller vehicles such as vans or cars or bikes, even, I suppose. But particularly, you know, where people are driving on grey fleet. So this issue is right across. It's not just about private usage. This is about company uses as well. So, you know, as we're talking about today, these are huge numbers that we're talking about. And I am firmly of the opinion of doing this for many, many years, that these are predominantly avoidable. There's always going to be some random incident, you know, hit a piece of debris or something that bursts the tire. Okay, well, you know, they're quite isolated events. But most of this is down to not undertaking journey checks, setting off before you go and doing your proper inspection of your vehicle before the road. Most of these, we believe, are absolutely avoidable by simple care and maintenance, which then can, you know, mitigate the huge risks and the consequences of these kind of failures.
Well, tell me a little bit more about what good practice would be for that care and maintenance. Because you talked about tyre walls cracking and perishing. So, you know, vehicle checks have clearly got to go further than just checking there's the right amount of tread on the tyre, haven't they?
Well, yes. And I think particularly with commercial vehicles, particularly with vans, we know that the tread depth is not predominantly the issue. It's under or over inflation, which then can result to these other things that we've just talked, these other potential consequences. But also, there are people who've got you know, quite old tyres on the vehicles, and they may well do the due diligence checks and check the tread depth as they're required to do, but then fail to realise the other problems. It's difficult to see whether a tyre is slightly or significantly under or overinflated by just doing a visual check. So you actually need to be able to, you know, check that properly using a proper gauge if you're looking at pressures. But you can actually see if a tyre looks like it's aged or is perishing. And I'll give you an example of that, Simon. We were at an event in Preston in the town centre there a couple of weeks ago. And somebody came up to us and asked us to have a look at the tyre. And the tyre was fine. The tread depth was fine. But you could see huge holes. You could almost put your hand inside the tyre. And that tyre was 15 years old. The tread was still okay. But the tyre, if it had been run for much longer, probably would have given way. And particularly if I had been driving at speed on any road, then you can imagine the consequences of that. And they were absolutely unaware because the holes were on the, if you like, on the inside of the tyre. And so a quick visual inspection, whether it looks okay, in that circumstance had failed that driver, that owner of that vehicle, and could have led to very, very serious consequences.
Let's drop down a class then from HGVs and look at vans. So we're getting not far off 5 million vans now on Britain's roads. They're used for a variety of jobs, from multi-drop deliveries to service engineer visits to carrying tools and workers between construction sites. A lot of them have got very similar tyres on, yet they're being used on vastly different sized vans with huge variations in load weight, often throughout a single day, and including many of those vans that are often found by the DVSA to be found to be heavily overloaded when they stop them at roadside checks, and you've got very varied weather conditions as well. So what do you see as the key tyre safety issues for van operators?
I think it's similar to any other vehicle category, I would guess, is that if you're using this vehicle every day as a key tool of your business, then what you need to be doing is checking. I know Driving About Business talks about the fact you should do your walk-around checks. And I think the HSE guidance stipulates, so you should be doing your basic walk-around checks. And tyres are no different to checking your load is secure. You need to be checking those. But as I've just mentioned, I think particularly for vans, under inflation is probably one of the biggest issues, because they'll have a quick look, they can see the tread depth looks okay. They might even do the 20 pence check, which you can see how to do on our website. I think it's under inflation, and you yourself, Simon, have experienced that when we did the demonstration day at the test track, and you were in a van that was being driven with significantly underinflated tires, and you know, even at below 30 miles an hour with traction control on, you were starting to lose the handling of that vehicle around about 30 miles an hour, and can be, you know, quite scary, particularly as Tire Safety Month is in October for a reason, and it's the wettest month of the year. I mean, just today we're having sunshine followed by heavy downpours, followed by light rain. So the amount of surface water that we've got, so underinflation is will significantly affect your handling characteristics of your vehicle. It will compromise the ADAS systems, your autonomous braking systems. You know, you'll have those on your vehicles. It will compromise the ability for your vehicle to be able to react. But also, you know, when we go back to tread, we know that the tread is there to dispel the water, to then enable the vehicle to keep its traction on the road and avoid aquaplaning, which again, you were able to experience at the test track there. And it doesn't take much water to lift that tire up. So if we're talking about a brand new tire of say 6 to 7 millimeters on your van, then that we believe that, and tests have been done, that will fill a bucket of water about every 7 seconds. Now, as you get that down to the legal minimum of 1.6 mil, or you know, illegally, frighteningly below that, you could imagine that's going to take many more seconds to fill that bucket of water and to dispel that water. So the chances of the vehicle not being able to maintain its grip on the road will lead to it being lifted up and then aquaplaning, losing control, which then can lead to significant incidents and, you know, potential consequences.
Yeah, and that demonstration you were talking about there was a really good illustration of that, both from the point of view of feeling how the van was behaving when sat inside with your professional driver at the wheel, and also standing outside and having almost like a pedestrian's eye view of what was going on with that van. It was a really clear demonstration of what can happen.
Just before you move on there, I think there's one other thing. We talk about doing your daily checks, and as you're aware of this, Simon, is that we hired that van for the day, and from a local van rental body agency, and actually that van that was delivered to us, even though they knew it was coming to the test track, they knew it was going to be for a road safety day presentation, was actually delivered to us with a defective tire that had a bolt in it. So clearly the company that had rented the van to us hadn't done their due diligence checks, had provided us with a vehicle that was potentially dangerous. And it was really left down to us to fix and repair that tire. So again, you know, it just goes, obviously we did the checks before the day, we found that. Now, if how many times that vehicle had been rented out with this dangerous condition, we don't know, of course. But it was pointed out to them. So again, it just emphasizes that it might not just be about, and this is why we use on TireSafe, we talk about, we want you to act on your tires. It's air and it's the condition and it's the tread. So in this particular case, the air pressure was probably fine. The tread depth was fine. It was damaged. And so damage is another issue. You can experience this. If you're delivering on a site or doing many drops in a day, you know, tires are one of the few things where within literally seconds of setting off on your journey, the tire could be compromised. You could hit a pothole, which could affect that. So it's important. And one of the things that obviously we're keen to do today is asking people to act on their tires, to check them. It's that will keep you and your drivers safe on the road.
And just to follow on from that, if I remember rightly, the van was almost new, wasn't it? So there's a danger, I guess, of being complacent for anyone who has a new or nearly new car, that you just kind of assume the tyres are going to be good for, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 miles. And that's not necessarily the case. As you just said, you could damage a tyre within seconds of
setting off. You know, again, going back to the MOT data you referred to earlier, we know that when we you talk about 2.2 million MOT failures a year. For the first 7 years of a vehicle, so you're talking about a nearly new one, but for the first 7 years of a vehicle's life, tyres are the primary reason that a vehicle will fail its MOT. And then obviously the other consumables like the brakes and lighting and then suspension, the technical complex things will start to fail as the vehicle gets older. But just because your vehicle, as you say, and you might have a contract to replace your vehicles every 3 to 4 years, doesn't mean to say that you don't need to check your tires, because it is the primary reason. And obviously, you know, we put a strong case to Department for Transport of why not to move from changing the MOT from every 3 years to every 4 years, from a 311 to a 422 system, because you've got to remember that it is a consumable. It is a product that is designed basically to wear down. And so it needs, and again, we support what Driving Better Business is trying to do, in undertaking your daily checks, because every single journey could actually result in something which could compromise the handling and the safety aspects of your vehicle.
This concludes part one of a two-part podcast for Tyre Safety Month. In part two, we'll discuss the tyre safety concerns around company cars and grey fleet, including the emerging tyre safety issue for electric vehicles. And we'll also discuss the key messages and resources that are part of this October's Tyre Safety Month campaign. You can find more information on Tyre Safety Month at tyresafe.org, along with a recording of this year's Tyre Safe briefing. You could also consider becoming a supporter of TyreSafe to help them continue their excellent research and campaigning activities. You'll find these links in the show notes.
Brought to you by Driving for Better Business.